Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, the Electric Sisterhood, and On Mystery Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your host, King Baby Duck. I hope everyone out there had a good Thanksgiving and that you all survived the Black Friday sales. With that coming to pass, I think it's time to officially kick off the holiday season. And consider that it's the 1st of December, as of this airing, it feels highly appropriate. So yes, now you can put up the tree, decorate the house, prep your menorah, turn on some Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and try to act a lot nicer so as the Krampus doesn't boil you in his stew. Let the festive cheer begin here and now. Don't let the fact that stores have had holiday shit in stores since October and start putting on your candy cane-filled smiles. And FYI, for all those out there that think there's like this so-called war on Christmas because we say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas, please go fuck off. We've got Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Bodhi Day, St. Lucia's Day, Saturnalia, Yule, Feast of Alvis, Pascha Ganapati, Boxing Day, Festivus, and many other holidays happening in December. So saying happy holidays covers all of those without having to say them individually, also without having to worry about getting one's festive holiday mixed up with one other. So yes, it's not a war on Christmas, it's a welcoming of various other celebrations under one tentpole of a crazy month. Plus, think of it this way, more holidays, more parties, and we all love to party. Think about it that way. As we jump into this week's playlist, remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official site, and your local record store. We're going to start things off with some Boom Boom Satellites, and those familiar with the anime Ninja Slayer will automatically recognize this one. From this year's Shine Like a Billion Stars, this is Back in Black.
Time to dust yourself off.
2002's Drop Your Vivid Colors, that was Luminous Orange with Turbo R, one of the first of many bands I was introduced to thanks to the annual South by Southwest Festival, which is now slowly announcing its lineup up to its March dates. I'll admit that I have a bit of a guilty pleasure when it comes to fan service games, which is ironic considering I'm not the biggest fan of fan service anime. Specifically those that attempt to replace clever storytelling with panty shots over and over again. I love Monster Musume and Lovehina because the characters and writing are great, but hate Turavru and the Testament of Sister New Devil because they're lazily scripted and are merely 1 degree shy of being a hentai. But when it comes to fan service filled video games such as Akiba's Strip or Senran Kagura or even Honey Pop, I'm all over it because not only are they super fun, but they wind up having some pretty entertaining storylines to boot. Of course, no one knows how to do fan service as good as Koei Tecmo's Dead or Alive series. Not only are their games fun and entertaining, but they're also graphically breathtaking, and yes, I'm also throwing in boob mechanics because they know how to get the right wiggle in the jiggle. It's why I was excited about the upcoming release of Dead or Alive Extreme 3. The previous two games that appeared during the last two console generations showed what developers could achieve when it came to beautiful game models. Hell, Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball actually won the Best Graphics Award at the very first video game awards held on Spike TV. And that was on the very first Xbox. But then, Koei Tecmo announced that Dead or Alive Extreme 3 would be an Asia-only release, with no US or European versions coming in the foreseeable future. Their excuse is, sadly, a scary one, in which they feared that because of how certain special interest groups may see Extreme 3, that they'll receive some horrible backlash from them. And yet, here in America, we've got Senran Kagura, we've got Onichanbara, and we've got all of those hentai games from Manga Gamer that are all uncensored and feature little or no changes at all. Hell, in America, we actually get the majority of the Manga Gamer titles completely unpixelated, which is something you can't get in Japan because of a stupid 19th century law that should have been abolished when porn was invented. Now look, I consider myself a feminist and believe everyone should be treated equally regardless of gender. Equal pay, equal rights, equal opportunities. Being a feminist, however, does not affect my enjoyment of playing fan service video games. I get it. Some women may feel like Dead or Alive Extreme 3 is objectifying their gender, and in most cases they're right. But it's not like it's promoting the idea of women being inferior to men, because let's be blunt, men are the actual gender that's inferior, always has been, which is why idiots are always trying to take women's rights away. To be blunt, they're scared of them. But that's another topic for another day. We're here to talk gaming. The point I'm trying to make here is that I understand why someone may feel uncomfortable with certain fan service games, which is why I always say, if you don't like it, don't do it. And I do get why some women may complain about there being so many games featuring scantily clad women, but practically there being nothing for women to enjoy. Which is why I say this. If it doesn't exist, make it. Create a game like Dead or Alive Extreme and have it be like all dudes instead of girls. Put on the Kickstarter because I know plenty of women who would play it. And gay men too, probably while we're at it. They'd probably play a game like that. This way, everyone wins, and everyone has an option to enjoy some fan service in some way, shape, or form. Until then, unless Koei Tecmo changes their minds and decides on a stateside release, I'm gonna import Dead or Alive Extreme 3 because thank God the PS4 is reason-free. And I'll even livestream it for y'all because I think that'd be a fun one to play live. But let me ask you, readers, something. Let me ask you, listeners, something. All of you out there who are listening to No Borders, No Race right now, what's your opinion on fan service and games? Write to us at thebastards@bossandbashbrigade.com with your comments, and hopefully we can read off the best ones in a future episode. Coming up, we've got an awesome ska band that me and the Wicked Anime Bros saw open for Five Iron Frenzy and The Toasters. From Blairstown, New Jersey, they call themselves Survey Says. This track is from last year's album, Observations of the Human Condition, and it goes by the name of Show Me Potato Salad!
Only I can stop me. Jesse Brandon, cut me off at the knees. I'm still standing. You can't stand it. Just has to still be years away, but I'm looking for my big score. I've got people that I used to call friends not speaking to me anymore, and I've been working on brand new solutions to deal with reality and delusion. 'Cause an object that's in motion will tend to stay in motion.
Another key to says me. Hit on memory. Shikaku is solano shitabe. ら近い鼻で笑うように流れる世界駆け抜けようともにこんな時代塗り替えるのは僕らの世代そう一人くらい部屋でうずくまったまま何もせずにそれじゃ臆病を女まま時間が解決するって言ってそのまま見て見ぬふりしてるならこのままここに立ってる意義が欲しかっただから僕ら必死で戦った勝ち取った小さなプライドポケットに詰め込んでまたここに立ってみる少し誇らしげな顔の自分がいる満面の笑みを浮かべている君たちがすぐ目の前に見える
from their 1999 album that was Dragon Ash with Viva La Revolution. This past June, band member Kenji Furuya released a new solo record entitled Everything Becomes the Music, so be sure to check that one out as well. Upon recommendation from my good buddy Quicksilver from Structure Network, I found myself purchasing the first volume of the new Miss Marvel comic. Covering issues 1 through 5, we are introduced to Kamala Khan, a teenage Muslim with a love for all things geek. After a strange fog blows through Jersey City, Kamala finds herself face to face with some of Marvel's finest. Soon, she discovers that she is the new Miss Marvel. At first, she transforms as the original, but once she gets her new powers under control, she becomes her own incarnation of the powerful superhero. Now, the comic does a great job with not only showing off Kamala struggling with her superpowers, but also the tons of rules that her family has placed over her due to her faith. It's hard to relate to some of the situations that Kamala goes through with her parents, who scorn her over things that her very religious brother probably wouldn't be ridiculed over if he did them. But in all honesty, I think that might be the point in what Miss Marvel is trying to convey. The comic, I feel, is trying to teach us about the balance of being a superhero and dealing with real-life situations. And from having the story being told from the perspective of a Muslim girl, you'll see some scenarios that others of different religious backgrounds probably don't even come to mind, much less deal with. However, I applaud G. Willow Wilson and Adrian Alfona for capturing all of this in a nicely positive light. Kamala is portrayed just as how any girl would be in the comic book realm, albeit with some minor strictness due to her faith and upbringing. On top of that, Ms. Marvel will certainly help to rid this country of this stigma that certain demographics seem to have about Muslim people. It confidently can be summed up with three words, all starting with the letter E. Entertaining, educational, and enlightening. I look forward to reading more of Ms. Marvel, and I hope all you listeners out there will give it a fair chance. You can purchase it at your local comic book store or on Amazon or various other comic book-friendly websites. Right now, we're going to spin something from Flower Flower, the recently formed pop band from J-pop singer Yui. From their 2014 album, Me, this is Tsuki. Thank you.
the size of the dog in the fight, but the fight in the dog. Let surprise take a slog, and if you get a knife from behind, know you're nice and in front. I wouldn't say a word till I've walked a mile in your shoes. But once a mile from you, I'll utter what the fuck I choose. Wearing nice new shoes.
Do it, do it.
Rise up six, give the good news by way of this. The mind plays tricks on the fighter who wishes kindness is right and both sides win. Push the limits of stubbornness to finish up above the stubbornness of silly limits. Run the ring around your finger and will the ring around to bring it.
Bring it.
If you can't join them, beat them. If you won't roid up, be friends. The joy of the fight is the fight in the boy. I'm making this up now, finding a point. Is it if you can't win, then run you win. The coming two fists is the fun of the thing. It's all just lads and the normal ambience. Fall or stab and then call an ambulance.
I can't resist anything.
Lucifer!
Or temptation.
Come here.
Your hero is only ordinary, he's just a hero a moment more than you and me. You have nothing to lose but your chains, so it maybe might rain. And yeah, maybe slight pain or a day like slaying.
Do it, do it.
At the end of the tunnel there is always light, it just might be a train.
If you're going through hell.
The Streets with Going Through Hell from 2011's Computer and Blues album, the final record that Mike Skinner recorded under his popular moniker. Recently, Skinner teamed up with British rap group Mercage to form the supergroup known as Tonga Balloon Gang and just released a new 3-track EP. Hopefully, a full album will be next in the cards. I was at lunch with Esh's Pandalicious the other day, and we got to talking about anime we've been watching this past season, and she mentioned that this fall, the show she had been disappointed with was, of all programs, Attack on Titan Junior High. Now, I've been watching the show, and I myself have been really enjoying it, but her reason for not really getting into it was because she felt it reduced the original show. For those who couldn't handle how hard Attack on Titan was, thereby dumbing it down for those so-called whiners. From that standpoint, I do agree that Attack on Titan Junior High was created for dumb fun and, of course, financial reasons. I mean, Attack on Titan is a moneymaker. However, the point of gag manga or anime is to take its source material and dumb it down to hopefully humorous levels. We've seen Naruto do that with Rock Lee and his ninja pals, and we've seen Fist of the North Star do it with DD Fist of the North Star. But with Attack on Titan, it takes a show that was rarely ever funny to begin with, save for one or two scenes in particular, and adds some well-merited humor to it. That's what makes this official parody different from the Naruto one, as Naruto already had a lot of humorous moments in the show. Attack on Titan is just death and carnage and human suffering from start to finish, and I feel like this show was made to basically say, hey, We're really sorry for breaking your spirit with what happened to Aaron, Mikasa, Armin, Levi, and the rest of the Survey Corps. We know that people usually like a blend of lightheartedness in a series that's mostly dark. So, here's a fun little parody show with the original cast and crew making it. Enjoy that, and if you're the type that does prefer the darker aspects of Attack on Titan, don't fret. Season 2 is coming later next year. So yeah, just enjoy Attack on Titan Junior High for what it is. A harmless official parody made to make us laugh, specifically the fans of the original show. It's not taking anything away from Attack on Titan, which will be back on the air soon. It's one of those shows where you just leave your brain at the door and embrace the silliness that the show provides for everyone. You can catch Attack on Titan Junior High on Hulu and Funimation.com, as well as the original series on the same sites. Watch both, because I'm sure all you listeners out there will really enjoy it. Alright, let's jump into the playlist again. Here's a track from M-Flow, whose 2014 record, Future Is Wild, was number 3 on our top 20 albums list last year. Accompanied by Alexandro singer Yuhei Kawakami, this is Fly.
Walking down the street of mud, you don't know where you're heading, you don't know where you're at. You lost your face, it's underneath the cloud. You put on the mask. Oh, scraping down vanilla sky, seeking for a treasure underneath the sunshine. But no one sees your face and recognize your voice. And even your disguise, you try to attack for the other and crowd. And you hide all your wings that will take you there. You know this is not who you are. In your mind, no one squeeze and squeeze. Spread your wings and fly.
Know what's killing me? All the real talk ends up in soliloquy. Shit, you ain't hearing me? Nah, you ain't hearing me. But when we party and bullshit, yeah, they all feeling me. When I got bubs, they feeling me. When we got girls, they my best friends. Till when? BFF. Next year, till today, everything gray. Fades away, all my gold chains on the brand names. New game become old game. New fame, 15 minutes of being Charlemagne. Turn cellophane, become see-through. Hella lame. They say be you, but then again, they don't wanna be with you. They say be true, but when you open up, they mistreat you. Promises never kept, yellow brick roads that never end. Got one life, gotta take a step.
Spread your wings out.
Fly.
俺の話を聞いてくれ。ずいぶん昔の話だけどもよ、バイク仲間と飲みに行ったんだよ。ひどく酔っ払っちまってさ、気がつくと公園のベンチにいるんだ。なぜだかわからないけど涙が止まらねえんだよ。そういうことってあるだろ、そういうことってあるだろ。さ、自動販売機に金を入れたんだ。だけど何も出てきやしねえ、お釣りも出てきやしねえんだよ。だから蹴飛ばし続けたよ、1時間弱もよ。そういうことってあるだろ、そういうことってあるだろ。ハムスター買ってきたんだ。可愛くて仕方がねえから一晩中追いかけっこしたんだ。そしたら朝方彼がぐったりしちゃって、それから二度と目を覚ましてはくれなかったよ。そういうことってあるだろ、そういうことってあるだろ。死んじまった天使のような歌声を持ってるやつだった。そして俺は今29になってこうして歌を歌ってる。そういうことってどうなんだろうね、そういうことってどうなんだろうね。
With Never Changed from 2008's Love Is Rolling album. The Emeralds now go by the name of the Rubies after adding a fourth member to their lineup. And now, folks, it's time for a segment I like to call Adele Sucks. I was at Newbury Comics last week with my cousin, Killing Time Before the Five Iron Frenzy Show, and I put on Adele's new album, 25. We're there for roughly enough time to hear half of it, and just from what hit my ears in that time, it was just absolute garbage. Her hit single, Hello, is boring-ass tripe, a comment that I overheard a few of the other Newbury Comics employees hear. And it gets worse from there. Not only are the rest of the tracks we heard uninspired, but a couple of them were complete rip-offs of the works of Lord, the New Zealander musician, not Jesus. And yet, in the first 4 days of release, despite it being a really terrible album, 25 sold nearly 2.6 million copies. Folks, I don't get it. Why do people eat up her music like that? Adele sings about the same thing over and over again, and it gets boring really quickly. But apparently, she's just plain terrible. I mean, can she write a song about something other than a breakup? Honestly, I don't think she can. She talks about having moved on, but I sense a lot of insecurities in her lyrics. And perhaps this is what Damon Albarn of Blur was talking about when he attempted to work with her. And FYI, just to let you listeners know, I've listened to enough Adele to have my own opinion. I do like the Skyfall track she did for the Bond film, but I feel like she needs to do more songs like that and not bicker complain about past relationships. Now, you listeners, as host of No Borders No Race, I do everything I can to make sure you hear the best acts, not just from Japan, but other parts of the world. I've given you some very talented acts like Ayumi Hamasaki, Imelda May, Crystal K, Amanda Palmer, and various bands like Slater Kinney, Noodles, and Hunter Valentine. All of them have far better voices and songwriting skills than what Adele delivers. I myself only promote good artists, and in my book, Adele is not a good artist. She's boring, she's dull, she's just bad, and I don't see why anyone could really get into her music. Well, maybe if you can relate to her lyrics, I guess maybe you could get into it, but honestly, there are far better musicians out there than Adele, and I feel like everything that she's won, it's just, she just doesn't deserve it. So please, people of the world, stop feeding into her career, because it's not gonna do us any good in the long run. To borrow a phrase from Jim Sterling, Adele is Adele, and Adele is the worst. In fact, right now I'm gonna play one of the more talented female artists that I just mentioned, our favorite Canadians known as Hunter Valentine. A new album from them called The Pledge will be coming out from them soon, as well as a tour later this spring. From 2012's Collide and Conquer record, this is Little Curse, Shit Happens.
All this time together has left me cold and weathered. Your expectations caved when I erased them, a crush to your empty heart, an excuse. It just played a part in your lies. Caught up to you, yeah, they chased you to the truth. Just deny what you said and done. You're a cheat, and I hope you run. Take a second look. You let your battle cry. Try to defend your vow to a crook, and you don't know how. All the time, yeah, yeah.
nothing, and didn't get anything. What could you get in? Thought that I'm good to see. Like a dancing, and time goes by, you left from me. And why can't you go away?
Through Tokyo compilation, that was Bomb Factory with Remember. This past October, the band released a new mini album entitled Hostility, so be on the lookout for that record wherever music is sold. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bashing Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, on Twitter at king_baby_duck, and on Anime Amino at KingBabyDuckESH. Like us on Facebook.com/LandOfEsh and Facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade. And also, don't forget about the other sites under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, Ishii's Program, and Structure Network. Electric Sisterhood will be doing its holiday gift guide very soon, so please stay tuned to all the sites under the Land of Esh to check out what gift ideas you should totally get for your friends and families. Hopefully, we'll have enough good ideas for you to make sure you have a Merry Christmas, or Happy Hanukkah, or Happy Kwanzaa, or Happy Boxing Day, or Happy Festivus, or a Happy Saturnalia, or Happy St. Lucia's Day, or a Merry Greek Kwanzaa. You see, this is why I say Happy Holidays, fuckers. Anyways, let's end things with a song from Air Aoi, who just announced that she will be working on the theme song for the upcoming video game Digimon World Next Order. From this year's Dazuh album, this song is called Cynthia no Hikare. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps. また、それ
信じてるのは夜空塗り替える音遠くで霞んでしまいそう見弱いけれど真摯や夜を超えて思いを届けゆくよ声を伝え明日を照らせ僕を待つ空に響けリンゴ TCM
Hey guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites,or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time...Keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.